finally tonight, in the minutes that remain, back to the news here. And thank you to Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, for waiting for us here while we talked with Kathleen Marden. The death this week, which I think that we should record here, of Sir Clive Sinclair, the man who brought us calculators and so many inventions, you know, home computing. And, of course, the C5, which was way ahead of its time in so many ways. Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, is here. Fevzi, Sir Clive Sinclair, I mean, he was getting up in years, but he was a real British pioneer, wasn't he, in the era when we still had those?
Yeah, well, actually, he was without peer, even in that era. You know, he brought Britain back to the forefront. So he invented and mass-produced the world's first slimline electronic pocket calculator, right? People went on and made sort of better ones after that, but he was first with that. It was called the Sinclair Executive. That was well back in 1972. Then in 1980, he came out with the ZX80, which was UK's first mass market home computer for under £100. So, and then the next year, the ZX81, and the year after that, the Sinclair Spectrum, which really became very popular, as the name would suggest. Spectrum means it was a colour computer. Prior to that, computers were not colour. It built up not only thousands of games for people who wanted to play games, but also inspired, I think, a whole generation of people, who, you know, British kids and other kids as well, who went on to become, you know, major figures. You know, even Elon Musk this week said that he loved the Sinclair Spectrum. You know, and he wasn't the Sinclair ZX80 and 81 sold under the Timex brand in America, but I think they sold millions of them. I mean, it was quite incredible. And I remember when it was launched, it was available in kit form for a few pounds less, and you could assemble it yourself if you were brave enough, or it came, you know, ready made. And the ZX80 came with 1K of memory. And I look at the machine that's sitting on my desk now, and it has 32 million times as much memory, in that it has 32 gigabytes instead of 1K. And that machine, it had a RAM expansion pack that used to slot onto the back if you, you know, paid the extra. And it would go from 1K up to 16K of memory.
Wow.
It was hugely impressive. Yeah, I loved it.
And his name became synonymous with so many things. Look, my sister Beryl, for birthday once, bought me a tiny little radio with an earpiece.
Yeah.
And this was in the 70s. We'd never seen anything like it. It was a Sinclair pocket radio. You had to get a special little battery. So he was well ahead of his time.
Sure.
And he will be remembered by so many people in tech, won't he, now? Because he paved the way.
He did. I mean, he was quite literally a trailblazer. And, he did so many. I mean, the man, the boy, when he was 14, designed a submarine. I don't think it ever went into production. And even things that were not commercially successful, like the Sinclair C5, which was an electric tricycle, electric trike, it wasn't, but it was well ahead of its time. The concept was sound, an electric vehicle, rechargeable batteries, with, you know, 8-hour charge overnight, but it only had a 20-mile range, even though it could only hold one person. Yeah, there was,
but he was a trailblazer for all of these things. Fevzi, I'm sorry we didn't have more time. You know that we will talk again, and thank you for remembering details that I'd forgotten about the great Sir Clive Sinclair, who we lost this year, a British pioneer in technology.